Are we on?
Yes. Who's that?
Yeah, right. Welcome, everybody, to the East Coast Audio for the ECW Wrap-Up Show for 20th of
August, 2008. August?
Where are you? Excuse me. I'm 2 months back.
Smashing night.
The 20th of October.
20th? Is it Saturday? The 21st.
Thank you.
Technically, it's the 22nd now, but you know what I mean.
Well, that goes to show you where my head was at today. So, anyway.
Where Lisa? She just walked in the room. I heard you telling her to be quiet.
Yeah. That's the one.
She got you rattled. Use it.
She got me rattled, you know, as usual. So, I'm going to blame it on her tonight.
Trey? Where am I?
It's 3 in the morning. What the hell are you doing?
Still playing Madden online? Ain't nobody challenged. Wait. Ain't nobody challenged you from the torch yet? Ain't nobody answer your challenge?
You a bum ass nigga. Wait, stop. All right, man. What's your boys, Barger, Canal, and Travis Bryant? What's up?
Yo, everybody. What's going on?
Go on.
No, go ahead. You go.
But my FIBO didn't come on until, actually, the intro. Was anything before that? Any kind of highlights or anything?
It just did, you know, WWE Open, you know.
All right, well, Grissom, I think that was Grissom, was the announcer, and he introduced Matt Hardy, the World Heavyweight Champion, the ECW Heavyweight Champion.
No, that wasn't Grissom, that was Tony Chimmel.
I keep getting to make not Grissom Chimmel. That was the guy that Kennedy kept coming at when he came back or something like that.
Yeah.
I used to love that Chimmel. Yeah. He came out for a promo. You know, big whoop.
This was what you mean, big whoop. I knew this was the best segment of the show for you. Stop playing.
This was. I'm gonna stop denying my feelings. This was the best segment of the show for me. This was above Jack Swagger, Evan Bourne, all of them.
Right.
If he came out and said, he came out and, you know, pretty much cut this Bourne promo. He did,
he
do what all the world
champions. He just put over the text messaging gimmick.
Yeah, he did what all the world champions did this week or last week, or what Triple H is probably going to do next week or whatever. I mean, Thursday.
But he did let Mark Henry know that his vote was he was going with Mark Henry because he wants another shot at him. But obviously,
I'm supposed to believe that bullshit. There's actually stuff I'm talking about.
If this is kind of any kind of real Texan, you know,
that's
what sucks. When you come to Cyber Sunday or Tampa, whatever, if you don't have all heels as champions, or at least most, you know, they got Beth and Santino. I don't think Beth is her title on the line in that costume thing. I don't think that's it.
Oh.
Right. So I mean, Jericho, Santino, I guess Shelton, that thing's not even going to be on pay-per-view. It's going to be the dark match with a U.S. title, either the Truth or...
Tell us about that, though.
Huh?
I don't know what's said about that. It shouldn't be a dark match. It should be in the damn show, in my opinion, you know? But
maybe,
it wasn't up wrong,
so. I won't really. At least they're going to be able to have a match in front of a pay-per-view paying crowd. So.
Well, they're
not going to get the Truth right on there. They're not going to just completely go all out. I mean, not really gimmicky kind of thing, but go ahead.
Pretty much, like you said, he said that Mark Henry had his vote, if he could vote, if he was qualified to vote, because he won.
He was about to.
How is he qualified, though? Doesn't that go against
Kevin?
I guess not. I guess the WWE Universe.
Yeah, you're part of it. If you got a cell phone, basically, and you
remember all those... Oh, okay.
Man, this this ain't no radio station contest.
I'm not saying your uncle's the
key grip or something, or the engineer, or
the janitor
in the damn building. can't win the damn Justin Timberlake tickets. Like, yo, what the?
Thank you for coming out, everybody. Huh? Well, I said thank you for coming out to everybody on, you know, your favorite musician.
JT, boy.
Hey, JT, I'm not easy.
Dance with me.
I hate that music for him, so I just wish to get rid of Hornswoggle and be serious. He says, pretty much that if he's going to win the belt, if he gets voted in.
I can't believe you come in Matt Hardy for being boring and mundane, but nothing for Finley. Like, what did he do?
Finley, I don't know.
Evan Bourne came out after nothing really interaction between Hardy and Finley, and then got his face. And Finley, who's like 2 inches taller than, you know, Matt Bourne, has got the nerve to be talking about making height jokes and size jokes. Okay, he's a thick dude, but, you know, he's probably, what, 5'9"? At the most? Whatever.
I don't know.
Evan Bourne, him talking shit, like...
He's not that taller, but, you know, way heavier.
And Evan Bourne's got that whole Bobby Lashley thing, but at least he's not 300-pound of muscle with that voice. At least he looks like he talks,
you know, yeah.
Right, but...
He was,
Can't really change
his calling. He called him Hornswoggle. That was funny.
That was a good line.
Yeah.
Hornswoggle. So... But yeah, he said you can, yeah, you can have your jokes. I mean, Bourne's just not good on promos. He's just real.
I mean, in time. Hopefully, you know, he's real good, so I think they'll keep him around.
He's been wrestling for like 6 years. That's a part of wrestling. Why can't he talk? I don't understand it. I mean, I know that's not everybody's personality, but...
Yeah, some people, it's not everybody's. That's all I'm about to say. It's not everybody's thing.
Start wrestling, obviously... More likely because you'd watch wrestling growing up, and
you still think he can improve though. You know, with the right people. I mean, maybe at this level.
How is he
going to
improve when he can't go out there and make mistakes? That's the only way you learn was when you go out there and you're able to.
And it'll just happen. I mean, it doesn't happen for everybody. Mike Adamley fucks up every week.
Right. Mike Adams
multiple times.
Years old, so talk about him. Ain't nobody improving.
That kind of goes to my point. I mean, he can still improve. He'll make mistakes along the way, but I mean,
I get your point, and I agree, but he can't improve in that kind of environment unless he just completely goes out on his own and cuts promos on everything he sees. Driving down the road, cutting a promo on the Shell gas station, cutting a promo on the friggin' McDonald's. Just practice, cut a promo on his nephew at his party. You think you great? You got a 3-year-old cake, got 3 candles on there, smack the candles off. Or, he's a baby face, but, you know, just something, I mean.
Superstar slash the cake. I don't know. Go on.
Something, but. I just don't understand how you can be in wrestling for all this time and you just, not just him, but anybody. You should be capable. You don't have to be great. Everybody's not meant to be great at talking and carrying the segment, but you should be able to not sound like you're trying to remember lines. And especially when your line is one line. Not lines. Like, a sentence. Can't deliver a sentence naturally within the context of a conversation or back and forth. Got one thing to say. Anyway.
Still good in the ring, though.
Oh, well, we can't leave out Mark Henry.
Mark Henry came up, and, you know, he kind of talked about what happened last week and how he pretty much whooped all the ass at one particular time or another.
Yeah, my champ broke out and
the crowd was very good tonight. It kind of made the show even better.
I don't know, that part, sure, the crowd was good all night, but that part just was obnoxious. Like, come on, like, what, really? And then his dumb ass was talking, instead of just screwing them up and throwing everybody off, and then just talking regular, he's like, and then, what? And, you know, because he's waiting, and then...
Yeah, he was actually like,
beat all your asses. You know, like, come on. Like, don't go along with him.
At least Mark Henry got status to get what to, you know.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP-exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.